The conversation. Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Moving over to our entertainment section, and time to take a look at the entertainment offerings for the weekend ahead. And we'll start off with podcast. Our producer, Afiq Wahid, has put this weekend selection together.
If I was to ask you, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? What would it be? And who do you turn to when you need help and support? Do you offer advice yourself? And do you ever share the experiences of your mistakes? This is something I've been thinking a lot about in my own life, ever since I became a mother. My name is Namulanta Kombo.
She is the host of the podcast series titled Dear Daughter. She won the BBC World Service's first international podcast competition last year, emerging top in a field of about 1,000 entries from Kenya, Nigeria and South Africa. Launched last year, the competition was open to non-broadcast and podcast professionals from the three countries. Kombo says she was inspired to enter the competition because she had the desire for her five-year-old daughter to have a different life to hers, and so began toying with the idea of writing a handbook to life by gathering anecdotes from other people.
5 years ago, my daughter was born here in Kenya. I started asking my friends and family if they would write her a letter.
I'm writing to you because I know...
I wanted these letters to have some sort of advice, hopefully based on something that had happened to them, that they had learned from.
I was brought up believing that the end goal was marriage. So what do I want you to know or learn? That it's your choice.
I managed to collect quite a few.
Don't dress because you want to impress a boy.
And I treasured them and hope to collect more.
The first 5 episodes of Dear Daughter is available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
And that, of course, is the podcast series put together by Rafiq Wahid. And we chat to Chanel September, who is our specialist when it comes to movies.
This isn't funny, Amber.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
Fans, get ready to scream as the horror franchise returns to the big screen. It's been 25 years since the original series of murders, and a new killer emerges.
What's happening?
3 attacks so far. Do you have a gun?
I'm Sydney Prescott. Of course I have a gun.
Something about this one just feels different.
Donned with a ghost face mask, the killer begins targeting a group of teenagers. Sydney Prescott, that's Neve Campbell's lead character, and the original Scream Queen, returns to uncover the truth.
Samantha, I know who you are.
I've been through this a lot.
This is your life now, which means that whoever this is going to keep coming for you.
The horror film is a cult movie classic with fans around the globe. Matt Bettinelli-Alpin and Tyler Gillett are in the director's chair. Others starring in this film include Courtney Cox, David Arquette and Marley Shelton.
You cannot keep me locked away as the world burns.
Son, the truth is the world is ruled by corruption and greed.
We must do something.
Certainly.
The Kingsman is a spy action comedy film directed by Matthew Vaughn. It's the third installment in the Kingsman film series, which is based on the comic book The Secret Service by Mark Miller and Dave Gibbons. The film tells the story of a man who must race against time to stop history's worst criminal masterminds as they get together to plot a war that could wipe out millions of people and destroy humanity.
We are the first independent intelligence agency. Refined but brutal. Civilized but merciless.
Welcome to the club.
Very clever.
Gemma Arterton, Harris Dickinson and Colin Firth are in the lead.
You like animals?
Do you like wild animals? Because I got me a wild animal like you.
Feed him for me.
Tinkies.
And our final film pick for this week is The Rising Tiger. In the movie, a young boy discovers a caged tiger in the woods near his home. Soon, his imagination runs wild as his life begins to change in the most unexpected ways. The film's directed by Ray Giertarana, Catherine McPhee, Dennis Quaid and Queen Latifah star in this film. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thanks very much, Chanel. And we're going to be moving on to Showmax, Netflix, Apple TV, and of course, BritBox and the rest of it. And we move on to that section of our entertainment this afternoon with Craig Falk, the deputy editor at TV Plus magazine. Craig, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to a Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, eh?
We started with Survivor US on the terrestrial side of things.
Yes, this is a biggie. So it's season 41, which is the latest one. It's starting on Sunday, the 16th of January on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 6 in the evening. It was filmed April and May 2021. The biggest change is that there are only 26 days in this season instead of the 30 that they normally do. It's not. A full month. There's a new game that they're going to be introducing and a twist that host Jeff Probst says is like a monster in a horror movie.
And moving on from there, we see the season one starts on Monday, and it starts on Mnet of The First Lady.
Yes, this is a really, it looks so amazing. It's from Showtime. Season one is starting, like I said, on Monday, the 17th of May on Mnet at 9:30. It goes inside the lives of America's first ladies, from Eleanor Roosevelt, played by Gillian Anderson, all the way to Michelle Obama, played by Viola Davis. You know, there's loads of famous faces. They've got Michelle Pfeiffer, Aaron Eckhart, Dakota Fanning, Kiefer Sutherland, Regina Taylor, and they're basically looking at what the first wives of America actually go through, the scandals that they deal with, how they adapt to being wife of the most powerful man in the world as well.
And then we head on to something that starts season four on Tuesday, which is Claws.
Yes, this is such an underrated show. It starts, it's the fourth and final season, starting on One Magic, that's DSTV 103 at 8:30 in the evening. You know, like I said, it's hugely underrated, slipped under the radar for a lot of people. And it follows these nail technicians who work for a drug dealer who are involved with all of these cons and heists. And it's just such a magical cast. This season, Desna's going to be trying to control the future, her fortunes and the drug game in this season. And Uncle Daddy is now dead as well. So there's huge drama going on.
Yes, one that one should definitely be watching, and you will probably know quite a few of the people in this particular docuseries that investigates South African crime. It's called SA Crime, and season one starts on Wednesday.
Yes, SA Crime Stories is starting on Lifetime. That's DSTV 130. It's a double bill at 7:15 and 7:40 in the evening. You know, like you said, it looks at high-profile murders around the country. It goes all the way back to the 70s with the murder of Susan Cohen and Constantia. There's also a former First Lady Marika de Klerk's murder in 2001. Really interesting docu for true life crime fans.
Our next one is Whistleable. I got caught in this particular title. Whistleable Pearl, am I right?
I think it's Whistleable Pearl.
Oh, Whistleable Pearl.
It's one of those names that just doesn't really roll off the tongue.
It's a Friday afternoon, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Season one is starting on Thursday, the 20th of January on Universal TV. That's DSTV 117 at 8 in the evening. It's a crime drama, a gritty crime drama that's based on the novels by Julie Vasma. It follows a single mom named Pearl who starts running a detective agency from her restaurant. And she's going to be butting heads with a lot of top cops in London as she investigates these murders and other crimes.
And then SABC 3 on the 20th of January sees the start of This Is Us.
Yeah, season four. It's a really exciting season, starting at 9 in the evening. You know, it's also, like with Claws, it's one of the best series around. You just got to get used to the time hops because it hops between past, present, and future. And, you know, we're going to be seeing more about Jack and Miguel's original meeting and how they became best friends. And then Nikki's also going to be gatecrashing a war veterans meeting while suffering from PTSD.
show trial starts on Monday, the season one starts on Thursday the 20th on Mnet.
Yes, this is at 10:30 in the evening, so a bit later. And it follows a well-off college student who goes on trial for the murder of a fellow student. And what it does is the show hops between the two sides, how the defense is building up a case to defend themselves and how the prosecution is looking at every single little aspect to find this killer and get her convicted.
And moving on to streaming, because I think this is where a number of people are also sitting. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of on the knife edge of getting that DSTV decoder of mine. I've actually found all the parts and I've found all the connecting wires. So maybe somehow or other, after about 3 years, I'd start connecting it again. Let's start off with Showmax quickly, Craig.
Okay, so they've got a very interesting documentary series called Allen versus Farrow. It's very controversial and seemingly one-sided. People know the story about Hollywood legend Woody Allen and his sexual assault charges brought against him by his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow. It's no secret that he's been to court and that she accused him of a lot of serious things. But again, you know, this is hugely divisive because it uses home videos and interviews with everyone except for Woody Allen's side. So, you know, not to defend him, but like it feels one-sided and it doesn't feel like you get the full sort of info, but it is something I think everyone should watch because we all know about Woody Allen.
Mm. We've just had a question very quickly, if we can go back again, Craig, and Marie asks, could you please repeat the time for the South African documentary? It's SA Crimes. It starts on Wednesday, the 19th of January, on Lifetime, and that's channel 131, am I correct?
Yes, at 7:15, and then the second episode is at 7:40, so directly afterwards.
Mm. And also another message saying, please repeat the name of the show about the president's wives. Zane isn't repeating it. The president's wives, which one was that?
It's called The First Lady.
The First Lady. And that season one starts on Monday, the 17th of January on Mnet. It starts at 9:30. It goes inside the lives of the Americans, First Lady from Eleanor Roosevelt all the way through to Michelle Obama. So there we go. You've got that one covered. Coming up on Netflix, and let me ask the Netflix question first to Craig and chatting to Craig for off the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. When will the new season of Queen of the Seas be on Netflix?
Oh, it's going to be a bit of a wait. You know, Netflix only bring out, they only unveil the starting dates for massive, massive shows. You know, like Bridgerton, they came out and had this whole long spiel about when it's going to start airing. So I can't give you an answer because we just don't know. You know, a lot of the seasons, even if you go onto their media platform, it just says 2022. Coming. It's same with Stranger Things, which was supposed to air last year, but they've pushed it back and it just says 2022, unfortunately.
Mm. A lot of things have obviously been delayed due to COVID and, you know, the necessary editorial stuff and finishing off the film and the completing of the films have been a major impact with COVID. But I'm sure Craig will keep us up to speed about that. We're chatting to Craig Falk this afternoon, Deputy Editor at TV Plus Magazine. So let's start with Netflix drama seasons 1 to 4 of Ozark.
Yes, this is this wonderful, huge smash hit series. The first 7 episodes will be ready to binge from season 4, and then they'll be adding the others. Jason Bateman and Laura Linney are genius as this money laundering couple. And in this new installment, they're going to be getting even more in trouble with the Navarro drug cartel.
Mm. And we're moving over to Apple TV, horror seasons 1 to 3.
Yes, it's a horror show called Servant. It's written, directed, and produced by M. Night Shyamalan. So we know what we're getting in terms of series structure and the filming techniques and the twist right at the end. This new season is going to be seeing this couple at war with their reborn child, which we know is a possessed doll that they used during therapy when their actual child passed away in season one.
And then very quickly, BritBox, what can we expect there?
I'm highlighting a drama series called Crime, 6 episodes written by Irvin Welsh, who is the author of Trainspotting, and he actually adapted it from his 2008 novel of the same name. It follows this troubled detective played by Dougray Scott, and he's racing to find a missing schoolgirl in Scotland while a serial killer is on the loose.